It's been very important for the Road to 2012 project to include and give equal status, absolutely, to the Paralympic Games. And one of the dedicated sports that particularly interested us, possibly because of its previous name when we first came to it, was wheelchair rugby, formerly Murderball. We found some really exciting videos or documentaries on YouTube and started investigating the Team GB squad. We invited Mandip Semi to sit, and he in turn invited his mother, Jaggi, Jagtar Semi, as his mentor, and we were eager to make the portrait in Stoke Mandeville. It's so important in the history of the Paralympic Games. It was where the first, I guess, the roots of the Paralympic movement came from in the London 1948 Olympic Games, when a German emigre, Dr. Gutmann, a neurologist, suggested sporting activities for ex-military with spinal injuries. When I arrived at Stoke Mandeville Station, there was a real sense of excitement about coming to the beginnings, to a place that is so venerated, not only for the Paralympics, but for the extraordinary rehabilitation that happens there. I met Finn and his team in the gym. The sports centre was, in fact, pretty ordinary, well-equipped public sports area. What was really palpable was the camaraderie amongst the team. They'd been training for some time when I arrived, and they were doing more movement and less with the ball. I met Mandip and sat with Jaggi, and she told me some very, well, inevitably poignant stories about Mandip's injury when he was paralysed in a car crash when he was in his late teens. He's an extraordinary figure. He's 6'6". His arms are long, his legs are long, and that leverage with the wheels and the wheelchair really give him significant speed. Finley was observing, and when they had finished the training, he was ready to set up. It was the second series of portraits we were making, and Finley had been working in the States for some time. And I noticed a change in the way he came to the portrait. He knew his lighting. He knew what he wanted immediately. There was such certainty. There was a background, almost like a theatre curtain, and he was using that. And then invited Mandip and also Andy Barrow. We discussed what they should be doing and really felt it would be a movement between the two of them rather than the whole team. Andy was has been a member of the national squad for some time, and he's team captain. And both he and Mandip competed together in Beijing in 2008. The power was quite extraordinary. It was like two rutting stags really going for each other. And we were very excited by what we were getting in terms of the imagery we were watching all the time on the screen, and also simultaneously aware that the very beautiful, almost quite delicate Jaggi really didn't belong in the same frame as her son and his friend and colleague. When we had finished making the portrait of Mandip and Andy, Finn invited Jaggi into the same set, as it were, and made a very beautiful and very tender portrait of her. And we are using them as a diptych. It was extraordinary to witness the team spirit, and the competitive drive was so significantly present, and very much summed up by what Andy Barrows said: we are athletes first, disabled second, and not just guys in a chair having a go.